Hey, it's Nicola. The coast is one step closer to being connected to the rest of the world with construction of the cable landing station in Maroochydore now complete. The $7.2 million facility will house the connection point for the international submarine cable with landside communication networks. Mark Jamieson says the cable will be operational next year.
The landing site itself at the Maroochydore beach is well and truly underway. In less than 1 month, those works will be complete and another piece of this project will be ready for the submarine cable to come ashore. The submarine cable itself has been manufactured and is on a freighter heading to the shores of the Sunshine Coast. When the cable arrives in December, we'll be ready.
The project is forecast to deliver up to 864 new jobs and stimulate $927 million in new investment in Queensland. Well, the Premier says any request for an operational expansion of Coolum Beach Fire Station must be made by the Fire Commissioner. Anastasia Palaszczuk visited Coolum Beach Fire Station yesterday to once again thank our fire crews for their efforts during the Perigian bushfires, which saw 5,000 people evacuate their homes. Her visit also highlighting the area's firefighting resources. Coolum Station isn't manned full-time, but is the only urban fire station between Maroochydore and Noosa. The Premier insisting her government is doing more to prepare the region for an increase in population.
My job is to ensure that we have the infrastructure that is needed. That is why I'm putting on the coast more doctors, more nurses, more fireys, more teachers, more teacher aides. This is a growing community. There's a lot of investment happening here, and my commitment to the Sunshine Coast is I will continue to invest and make sure that we can actually cope with that growth.
And dancers from Australia, New Zealand and Asia are gathering in Kalauna this weekend to battle it out in the Get the Beat National Dance Competition. The 3,000 performers will take to the stage at Caloundra Events Centre.